All right, everyone, we'll get started here with Tori. Go ahead and please raise your hands if you have any questions, and we'll call on you. We are recording now. Go ahead, Jody Jackson.
Hey, Tori. Great to see Taylor Widener back. Why was tonight the right spot for him to return?
Wait one second, Jody. Is that the best way for it?
Yeah.
That's okay. You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Taylor being back.
Mm-hmm.
Why is tonight? Just take us through the process of having tonight be the night he's ready to come back.
Well, we felt like there was enough data and information that was showing us from his last start in Hillsboro that he was ready for this challenge. He was healthy. He felt good. He was landing pitches in the area that he wanted to. And we felt like it was the best opportunity for us to win a baseball game today. And anytime it lands on Taylor, a healthy Taylor, we're going to take that. Do you guys hear an echo?
How far can he go tonight, do you think? Sorry, I just want to follow up with how long can he be expected to pitch, do you think?
Well, we have a certain number in mind. I don't want to share that with you guys right now. But he stretched out long or pitch count-wise to get a little deeper in the ballgame.
Evan Thompson?
Tori, about that pitch count, does the heat today affect that pitch count number at all?
Not for me.
Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Tori. How did you set up your lineup with what you're expecting the Dodgers to do? I'm guessing it's not going to be six or seven innings from David Price tonight.
Yeah, correct. We spent a lot of time talking about that as a staff. The conversation started last night. Once we got word the Price would be starting, we're projecting a very short start for him. And beyond that, they're going to have a ton of different opportunities to get different parts of their bullpen in this ballgame. At that point, we want to just make sure we created some balance, created a little bit of a distraction for whatever pitcher was going to come in the game, and we can get certain matchups. We've been following the usage of certain guys that they have. So I think we're going to be pretty close to what we projected. But always this game is full of surprises. And we're going to do our best to win a baseball game tonight.
Zach McKinnon.
Tori, can you just tell us about the decision to bring Alex Young back up and what you saw from him down there?
Well, I didn't see anything. I just heard that there was an outing that was he's back into the rhythm and attacking the zone, and the data was showing that he was getting after it the way that he normally does. We needed some length, and we wanted to make sure that he went down there, got this quality work in, and came back ready to help this ball club win some ball games.
Jack Summers?
Also regarding the roster move, Humberto, are they going to keep trying to get him stretched out even further in the minors? And also, is he eligible to come off if needed right after the All-Star break?
I'm not sure exactly when that 10th day pops up, but we explained to him that we want him to go down and work as a starter and to get that pitch count up to a certain level and make sure that he was in line. We need somebody to start a baseball game for us. It's hard to send guys down like that after they've had a good game. But I think he understood. Okay, so there's three echoes. So I'm letting the third guy get through before I say the next sentence. So I apologize.
Back to you, Jody.
Tori, you talked a little bit about it yesterday, you know, winning a series and how important that was for your team. And you also have the break coming up and just, you know, the importance of these three games to continue fighting, pressing, all those things you guys have been doing and maybe take a little momentum into it.
That's my mindset. It always is to come into any setting and win game one of a three-game series. We did that and won first two games against Colorado. We played very good baseball, but it was all built around starting pitching. So we want that to continue today. The Dodgers we know are a very, very good baseball team, but when we play the game our way, we're going to be in a good spot to do exactly what we want to do. I don't want anybody to overlook these next three games. It's been one of my messages. We'll have an entire four days to turn it off and relax our brains a little bit. But that doesn't start until Sunday night.
Anything else for Tori?
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
That was good.